We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. Let me read verse 3 again. I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. We have noticed that Paul, in his defense to the Jews at the temple, is being very intentional about his choice of words when he speaks to them. In verse 5, he emphasizes that he was thoroughly trained in the Mosaic law. Since his Ephesian opponents have accused him of being anti-law, Paul tells the crowd, I was carefully trained in the Torah. Now notice Paul's references to the law of our ancestors. To be sure, he is citing the Mosaic law, but there is more. Paul means not only the Mosaic law, but the traditions as well. We have already seen that there are two main schools of interpretation in Paul's day, the Beit Shammai and the Beit Hillel. And while the Hillel school was less stringent on some matters, trust me, both of them taught legalism. In so many words, Paul is telling his opponents, I was taught the strict interpretation of the law and the Hillel tradition. He was anything but ignorant of these things. And then he adds what I think is the crowning statement of the first section of his defense. He says, I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. John MacArthur has a great section on his commentary in Acts. Because the Greek word zealous is a noun, MacArthur says that Paul is not just saying he was zealous for God, he is saying that he was a zealot for God. In Paul's first century historical setting, that meant something very important. The Zealots were a religious political party in Israel. Its members were uncompromisingly partisans, nationalists as you were. As you can imagine, they were adamantly anti-Roman. In fact, they hated the Romans and their occupation of Palestine. In 66 AD, the Zealots started a rebellion against Rome that ultimately ended with Jerusalem's destruction in 70 AD. The Zealots were what we might call the uber-extreme, uber-conservative wing of the Pharisees. Josephus, the Jewish historian, suggested that Judaism could be divided into four main branches. Number one, the Sadducees were the religious liberals. They didn't believe in heaven, hell, angels, miracles, or the resurrection. Two, the Pharisees were the strict legalists. These were the primary opponents of Jesus and continued to be a problem group even when some of them accepted Christ as Messiah. Third, the Essenes were a kind of Jewish separatists. They were the forerunners of the Catholic idea of communal societies like the Jesuits. They were primarily Torah scholars and scribes. And then number four, the Zealots were the supernationalistic, super-legalist, anti-Roman faction. Okay, let's put this all together. If Paul is saying that he belonged to the Zealots, then he is completely denying any charges of being anti-Jewish. In fact, he is telling the crowd of thousands that he is as Jewish as they come. Going back to Galatians 1:13, we can hear him say, You have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. Paul is clearly laying down his biography. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.